This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're talking with Bob McGraw of McGraw Travel. So continue with your point, Bob.
Phil, the war in Iraq, which President Bush is proposing, is going to be over. And after that, Americans will want to travel to that country. What McGraw Travel can do for those people is introduce them to the country where the Bible tells us the Garden of Eden, was. If you look in Genesis chapter 2, verse 10 through 14, the Garden of Eden, traditionally, at least according to legend, was in Iraq. What McGraw Travel will do is introduce Americans to this very lovely country, being run by a dictator now, but when he is gone, this is a country that Americans need to see. And we are going to introduce people to Iraq to see the artifacts, to see the archaeological sites, and especially our senior citizens, people who don't have a lot of time left in this world, people who want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, who want to walk in the footsteps of Adam and Eve. And it is interesting to contemplate that Adam and Eve were Arabs, or at least were Semitic people. The Garden of Eden at the Tigris and Euphrates River is right there in Iraq, and McGraw Travel is going to introduce people to that.
All right, now you were on a number of television and radio shows earlier this week for a reason, right?
That is correct.
What was that reason?
Well, Phil, it's just a legal question, and that's all it is. I want to get on as many television shows and radio shows as I can so that I can let people know that this is my idea and this is a copyrighted idea, so that when the war with Iraq is over and tourism starts up again in Iraq, that I am the one that they go through to travel to Iraq. I will have exclusive rights to this. Now, this is just a legal question. I don't want, it really doesn't concern the people that are listening to the program right now. It concerns other travel agencies, but I will have exclusive rights.
So you're saying that your travel agency will be the only travel agency people can travel to Iraq to see the Garden of Eden?
Yes, that is exactly right. And the reason for that, Phil, is simply this. It was my idea, and legally, I do own the idea. I was on a couple of radio shows earlier in the week, and I did a couple of television programs. I also mailed myself a registered letter with the idea in it, so I can prove that I had this idea before anybody else. And the idea is a solid gold idea. I can be in touch with a number of hotels and restaurants in Iraq, and we can start allowing Americans to see this country when the war is over with, because the war will come to an end, and America will win it. But what are we going to do after that? I think there's a great tourist opportunity.
All right, let's talk about this. You say the elderly ought to go to Iraq to see the Garden of Eden.
Because
they're approaching the end of their life.
Yes.
And to walk in the footsteps of Jesus? Was he in the Garden of Eden?
I don't know if he was in the Garden of Eden or not. It's a figure of speech, Phil. It's a religious site, the Garden of Eden. Now, I'm going to open this travel agency. There will be a place where people can book travel to Iraq following the war to see this beautiful country. The Tigris and Euphrates rivers are in Iraq. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 10 through 14, it says the Garden of Eden was at the Tigris and Euphrates River. So they can book this trip through me, and it'll be a fantastic experience for especially our elderly who are going to die soon. And I would hate to, like heck, if I were old, to face God and have him ask me, you had the opportunity to go to the Garden of Eden, why didn't you do it? And I think it'd be a tough question to answer.
All right, we're talking with Bob McGraw. He's formed a company called McGraw Travel. After the war with Iraq is over, you will be the exclusive travel agency for travel to Iraq.
That is correct.
Now, I don't know how you can claim that you are the exclusive, that no other travel agency can take people to Iraq. How do you do that?
Okay, I don't understand your question, Phil.
How can you be the only guy that takes people to Iraq?
Because, Phil, the fundamental idea was mine. My idea first. I thought of it before anybody else. I've been on radio and TV programs talking about it. So when the war with Iraq is over and they begin to promote tourism to that country, I will be the exclusive travel agent for the United States to Iraq.
But you're saying you're going to be the only guy that can take people to Iraq. Why? Because you said so?
Because it's my idea, Phil. And because I've been talking about it, and so therefore, if it's public information, it becomes copyrighted. So it's my idea. And again, it's only a legal question, and I don't know how much time you want to spend on this, but since it's my idea, my travel agency is the only one.
All right, well, let me ask you this. What makes you think people are going to want to go to Iraq?
Why are they going to want to go?
Yeah, why are people going to want to travel to Iraq?
I'll tell you why, Phil. The same reason why they wanted to see the ovens at Auschwitz, the same reason why they wanted to go to Normandy, the same reason why they wanted to go to Hiroshima, and on top of that, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Tower of Babel, all of the archaeological sites, and the Garden of Eden, which is a biblical site. People are going to want to go to Iraq the same way they want to go to the Holy Land. People want to go to Iraq the same way they want to go to Egypt. It is a historical place. It's a beautiful place. And we are going to afford them the opportunity to do this for the very first time in I don't know how many years, once this war with Iraq is concluded. Because I will tell you right now, I'm looking beyond the war. I'm looking to a time when there is peace and a time when there is an opportunity to expose people to one of the world's beautiful spots. And no one, and let me repeat this, Phil, no one will be able to go to Iraq without booking through me. Because since you asked this question, you have...
Well, you're hitting that one.
No, but I want to make... Everybody should know, I have the exclusive rights. I'll tell you when and how you go to Iraq. I have the exclusive rights. Then you can go, but only through me. Because it was my idea.
All right, Bob McGraw from McGraw Travel. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I imagine you're going to get some challenges from other travel agencies.
Well, I think they're going to be wasting their time, Phil, because they can challenge me all they want. But it was my idea. I'm the guy that sends people to Iraq. If you want to go to the Garden of Eden and walk in the footsteps of Adam and Eve, if you're a Christian or any other kind of person who's interested in this kind of thing, the only way you get to Iraq is through me. After the war is over with. I thought of it. It's my idea.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Now, the war with Iraq has not taken place yet, Bob.
No, I understand that. But I want to go public now and let everybody know that they need to get their hands off of this. The travel business is mine, because people are going to be crawling all over themselves trying to get a piece of Iraq. I mean, come on. You got oil business. You got the farmland. And let me tell you something else. What's great about these countries that we defeat in war is once they're defeated, when you go over there as a tourist, they are very friendly people. They hop to it. I went to Germany and I went to Japan recently, and these are two countries we defeated in a war, and they hop to it. They get your bags, they get your drinks, they get your coffee. The Iraqis will be the same way. Once they're defeated in a war, we can go over there, get coffee, have drinks, have people carry our bags, and those Iraqis will hop to it and do it because they want to make us happy. Now, and let me tell you something. The Iraqi is going to be one hell of a vacation spot and one hell of a vacation partner. I think this is a golden opportunity. Great restaurants, great nightclubs, and because they're a defeated nation, the women are going to be very friendly, and the men understand their place. You go down there and you tell them, look what happened in the South. We beat the South in the Civil War. You go down there now, they're friendly. They know their place.
You know, the more you talk, the more the women are going to what? The women are going to put out?
I'm not saying put out. I'm saying it's a defeated country, and it's going to be a great place to go as a tourist. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Bob McGraw is with us here from McGraw Travel. Go to Iraq after the Iraqi war, but you can't get over there unless through him. Our number here is 1-800-449-8686, because Iraq has the Garden of Eden.
According to Genesis, yeah.
Now, you have the exclusive rights to travel to Iraq, so the only way people can go down there will be booking through your travel agency. And you think that after Iraq is defeated, they will be a much more friendly people?
Well, I understand they're friendly now, but once you beat them in a war, then you have a country where the people need to get along to go along. There's an old saying, Phil, you got to get along to go along. And when you beat a country in a war, the civilians there really want to make everybody happy. They really want to go the extra mile to make you feel like you're welcome. Otherwise, they're afraid for their own safety. Now, I'm not...
Well, you don't want to scare these poor people.
I'm not proposing we scare them. I'm simply saying let's take advantage of the good nature of a defeated people. And that's why I brought up the South. After the Civil War, those people needed all the money they could get. Go down there on vacation now, and they're the most gracious people.
Well, I don't want to go into the South.
But it is true. And
all right. Well, Bob, you've been on television and radio, and you're trying to get this idea copyrighted. Bob McGraw's travel agency, he's the only guy that can take you to Iraq after the war. It's his idea. You stand to make a lot of money, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're trying to muscle people out of the travel business in Iraq.
No, I am not, Phil. I'm simply saying it was my idea. My idea. So you can't go to Iraq unless you travel through me. Me, Bob McGraw.
All right, well, it remains to be seen whether anybody's going to want to go to Iraq.
Hey, believe me, Phil, there's a lot of people who want to go down there and see the Garden of Eden. That's where it is. And there's a lot of people who want to go.
Well, I don't know. It remains to be seen whether anybody's going to want to go to Iraq after a war with Iraq. Even if you say that the women are going to be looser and the men know their place. And I don't think it's very complimentary comparing them to the South.
Well, the South was a defeated nation. I'm trying to give an example.
Why would anybody want to go to Iraq? You say they want to go to Iraq the same way they want to go to Auschwitz. Nobody wants to go to Auschwitz and party. They go there to see it, and then they want to leave.
Well, they're going to want to go to Iraq, Phil, because for the first time, it'll be a country they can get into and see, and all of the wonderful museums. The women are beautiful. The nightclubs are fantastic. Believe me, they will want to go to Iraq. But you can't go.
I know, unless they go through you.
That's right. It's my idea. My travel agency, I'm going to be the one that will control all travel to and from Iraq after the war. Come to see me, nobody else.
Really corner the business, huh?
This is a country that will do anything to please tourists. Believe me, you're going to want to go there. After we beat them into submission and...
I got it already. All right. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if anybody out there is interested in going to Iraq after the war. To see the antiquities, to see the artifacts, to see the tourist spots. Bob McGraw is the guy whose travel agency is going to handle it. Now, I don't know how a guy can legally say, you got to go through me, but he said it was his idea first, so he gets the business. And he sent himself a registered letter. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. There's also this notion that when you beat a country down in a war, the people become much more amenable and friendly and will want to get your bags and fetch you a drink, and the women are more agreeable, and the men know their place. All right, our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show, and our website, philhenryshow.com, philhendryshow.com.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. Show 1-800-449-8686.
All right, now I want to ask you a question here. I got Bob McGraw on the line. You're asking for $1,000 deposit?
Yeah, if you get a $1,000 deposit into McGraw Travel, Phil, we will insure your spot on the first ever trip to Iraq through McGraw Travel. Now that means, especially you senior citizens, you'll have an opportunity to go to Iraq to walk in the footsteps of God. The Garden of Eden, Phil, we are told in Genesis.
Yeah, I know you told me in Genesis. You told me six times in Genesis that the Garden of Eden is there.
Well, you don't understand that this is important to people who are religious. It's important to people who believe in religion.
It's important to people who believe in religion how?
Because that's where God invented everything, I guess. I don't know.
Are you religious?
I am not a religious man, no.
So you don't really know what the Garden of Eden is?
All I know, it's a place in the Bible where God invented the world.
Well, God invented the world. He invented man and woman in the Garden of Eden, and you're telling me it's in Iraq.
Look, Phil, I don't know, but the Christians know what I'm talking to, and they'll want to go to this, or Jews, or whoever believes in it, Muslims, I don't care. You don't even have to be religious. If you believe in the Garden of Eden, you're going to want to go to Iraq and see it, and especially our senior citizens. That's why I'm saying get the $1,000 deposit in now, and that will reserve your spot. No one will be able to take your spot on our first ever trip to Iraq.
And when are you leaving?
We hope to leave sometime in mid-2004.
So you're figuring a war with Iraq is going to be over with by then. There will be a civil administration in place in Iraq by then that will facilitate tourism.
Absolutely. Not a problem at all.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Henry Show. Jim, go ahead.
Yes, this Mr. McGraw is off the wall if he thinks he's going to get full rights to tourism. There have been
from the United States.
International carriers
from the United States
carrying people there in previous years, both archaeological digs and everything else, and he's going to butt heads against international agreements between Iraq and the international community, and he's going to find himself at a loggerhead. So that's my answer to
Mr. McGraw's proprietorship.
All right, hold on.
Are you going to hang up now?
No.
All right, Mr. McGraw, do you have a response?
Well, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about because there hasn't been any tourism in Iraq since the economic sanctions have been in place. None. Zero. No commercial aircraft. Nothing. And so I can guarantee you that there is no real international agreement with Iraq in terms of tourism. Once we open the door, I will be the guy because it was my idea.
That's not going to hold any water whatsoever. Not only that, there are anti-war protesters just recently arriving in Iraq to voice their support. I'm not one of those people.
Well, they're going from Canada.
That there's freedom of travel to Iraq even now, despite the sanctions. So he's got his information
Those people are going from Canada. They're not traveling from the United States. I'm talking about travel from the United States.
They're still not going to have sole proprietorship on that. I'm sorry.
And if anybody traveled there from the United States, then they're in violation of my copyright. And I can sue them.
You're not going to get a copyright, so forget it, buddy.
They're not going to get any hotel or food unless they book it through me. See, that guy is pissed because...
Yeah, why? Well, he's angry. No, he's not really angry. He's just saying that you are breaking the... You've got no right to the sole travel of individuals to Iraq.
It was my idea. I thought of it.
You thought of it? Great, it was your idea. You know...
But I copyrighted it.
How?
By going on all these TV shows and these radio shows and also sending myself a registered letter.
So you sent a letter that said, hey, I got a bright idea, I'm going to go to Iraq and I'm going to, you know, be the only guy that takes people there.
Right.
Well, you know what? I don't know what the legality is involved, Mr. McGraw, but it's a very strong possibility that if and when tourism is once again promoted and is once again a reality for Iraq, you're going to see all kinds of airlines, all kinds of different agencies sprouting up all across the landscape. They're all going to be promoting tourism to Iraq, and you're going to have to file a hell of a lot of lawsuits.
Let me explain something to you. My name is Bob McGraw. I started in this business 30 years ago as a great salesman. Anybody tries to steal my ideas from me, I will sue them back to the Stone Ages. I'll sue them so they bleed. Nobody takes my ideas from me. And you're suggesting that people will know that it was my idea, and they'll go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah, people will know that it was... No, they're not going to know it was your idea. Nobody's going to accept it was your idea. Tourism to Iraq. That's like me saying, you know what? I think I'm going to promote tourism to Mongolia, and it's my idea, so I'm the guy.
Right, I would agree with that.
You want to know something? I'd be about as successful as you promoting tourism to Mongolia as you will be promoting tourism to Iraq. Good luck getting anybody who wants to go to Iraq for any reason for a long time.
What, are you telling me there's no reason to go there?
There's no reason to go there now, and there won't be any reason to go there in a year and a half, even if the Garden of Eden is there.
But it says so in the Bible.
I don't care what it says in the Bible. And the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. You know what, man? It's going to be a long time before anybody's going over there chilling poolside, having himself a drink, and digging the entire thing that is Iraq.
What about Iraq Disney?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Iraq Disney. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, we got Art Griego from yesterday's show. He's a retired airline pilot who has a teen action program that if kids are going to go out and seek out pornography, he would rather that they watch it at home with their parents. That's what he does with his 16-year-old daughter and her friends.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I went to college, all right, and I got a master's degree. Most of the most of the parents around here are still working for the cable company.
That doesn't matter.
Look, how do you explain the effects of drugs when they've already used the drug? I can explain the effects of pornography to a variety of teenage girls.
And this whole thing about it being teenage girls.
Let me ask you this then. Hold on. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If your daughter brings over Sally and Sally comes over and watches porn, you explain to her. Sally comes by tomorrow and she wants to know more about porn. Is she watching porn, different porn, all the time? Or are you letting him watch porn once and you're saying, look, this is the deal. You shouldn't watch it.
These kids are watching it all the time. These kids are watching it all the time.
And you find that acceptable?
No, I do not. But they're going to do it anyway.
Your daughter doesn't wake up one morning and say, Dad, what is crack cocaine? Because you know why? You're college educated.
I'll tell her what it is. I'll tell her that it's bad for you and you shouldn't smoke it.
Okay, well, then why don't you say the same thing about porn?
Because they're going to go
in. You're a freak.
They're going to go out.
You're a college educated freak.
How do you figure I'm a freak?
Because you're a freak. You know, no one in their right mind would let children come to their house and watch porn, especially if their parents don't know about it.
If you had a daughter, I don't know if you have a daughter or not, sir.
I have two daughters and I have a son.
You could feel safe
I agree. My children, if my children came home and said, what is cream in the corn or tea bagging or, you know what?
My daughter, I'll tell you what.
Apparently, I'm not doing a good job as a parent to let them hang around those people.
Your daughter would be completely safe with us because the kids get scared when they watch pornography. They don't know what it is.
You know what? People are a product of their environment.
Scared?
If you're going to sit there and watch porn over and over again, there's going to be a time when they stop getting scared. It's like smoking a cigarette. You smoke a cigarette, you get a little buzz, you kind of get hooked on it. It's the same thing. You're a freak.
No, it's not the same thing. Cigarette goes directly into your blood.
You're a college-educated freak.
I'm college-educated. Most of the parents around here
never
got out of third grade. Well, what are they going to say to their kids?
What does that matter? My grandfather never got out of fourth grade.
He has
plenty of money.
What do you have in
He's
common
really
with him?
Smart. It doesn't matter.
What do you have in common with him? I mean, I find myself holding these girls during the movie because they're scared. Just putting my arms around
holding girls.
Wait a minute.
Dude, if I came in and you were holding my daughter watching porn, first of all, I'd kick your ass, and secondly, I'd see the hell out of
you. Wait a minute, you're kicking my ass, why? Because I'm trying to comfort her?
Because you're a freak.
Because I'm trying to comfort her?
Wait a minute. You're watching porn.
I hope to God your daughter don't wake up and want to know what crack cocaine is. Think about that.
I've thought about it, and I'm way ahead of you. I'm way ahead of you. I got a college education.
Look, wait a minute. You're holding these kids because they're afraid?
Yeah.
Why not just not show them this garbage?
Look, only a college-educated man like myself would ever teach a young lady the true meaning of the word buckokey.
Huh?
Again, I think your daughter's hanging around the wrong person. I think that wrong person is you.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.